Hello, goddesses. I'm excited to introduce you to Goddess Inner Work, the Self-Love Course. I've created this course for those who desire to continue doing more Goddess Inner Work. Goddess Inner Work is diving deep into all areas of your life that you desire to heal, become radiant, and blossom into the divine goddess that your higher self is calling you to be. This is an online self-paced course that will help you discover your beautiful divine light through spiritual awakening and personalized videos for you. This course is going to help you become more radiant by shedding limited beliefs, help you tap into your inner power through self-awareness, and gain confidence on your life purpose mission through exploring creativity. You can enroll now by clicking the link in this episode bio or visiting www.habitofagoddess.com and select the online course. Once you're enrolled, you have access to this course content for a lifetime. I look forward to seeing you in the course. Sign up today to start the Goddess Inner Work. Hello, Goddess. Welcome back to the Habits of a Goddess podcast. A podcast filled with self-love, self-care, and spiritual affirmations. My mission for whoever is listening to this podcast is that you find ways to love, heal yourself, and feel supported on this self-love journey. I have experienced a new way of opening up to the endless possibilities of healing and growing through sharing my voice. I hope you enjoy this new episode. Visualize beauty in your life. Hello, Goddess. Happy September, a new month full of endless opportunities and abundance flowing in your life. There is something great about the first day of a new month or a new week. The energy is fresh and full of new ideals. We begin to set new goals and work towards those goals. For some, it may be setting a new goal of meditation every morning or night, or working out. We all have goals and desire to create new habits. But in order to create new habits, you need to change your mindset and environment. What we think we create in our reality. Ask yourself, how often do I work on my mindset? What type of mental exercise do I incorporate in my lifestyle? We all have access to personal development tools. You can take an online course, read a book, or listen to a podcast. Feed your mind with things that fuel your desires. Make sure you're doing the internal work. Map out what success looks like for you, Goddess. If you need more guidance, check out our Goddess Inner Work, the Self-Love Course. The link is in the bio. It's a self-paced class that will help you on your journey. You can't skip the process of doing the inner work. Once you recognize your own self-worth, take a step in the direction of healing. Visualize what beauty looks like to you. Does beauty look like healing your mind, body, and soul so you can glow from within? A beautiful mind equals to a beautiful heart, and a beautiful heart equals to a beautiful soul. Our mind is full of images and downloads and memories that we see throughout the day and just have accumulated over the years. We have been programmed to believe our own mindset, our own limited beliefs. I want you to start shedding those limited beliefs. Visualize the beautiful life that you desire to live. How can you start today in this moment creating beauty around you? I'll give you a hint by listening to this podcast. You have already started the mental work. Changing your mindset first will allow you to change your environment too. It's the power of affirmations that I get to have a beautiful family, romantic partner, job promotion, start a new business, or getting that college acceptance letter. Your divine spirit is connected to the universe. Love frequency is connected to your higher self. What feels good in your heart? Not your mind, because your mind repeats the same story over and over. Your mind can hold you back from expanding. And a lot of times when we try to expand, our mind tries to think and figure out the how. It's not our calling to figure out how we're going to get the things that we desire. Our job is to have the desire and to be open to the universe bringing our desires. Your desires should flow with ease into your life. It's important to surround yourself around people that will help you reach your goals and around people who have the same mindset of abundance. You are only successful as the people around you. If you don't like the environment, start daydreaming of what your new environment looks like to you. What type of clothes do you wear? What kind of food do you eat? What type of career path are you on? Where are some of the places that you travel to? Channeling into the frequency of abundance is a journey. We no longer need permission to do just that. We become that. We become abundant thinkers. We attract abundance in our life. Abundance of good health, love, wealth, joy, peace, and happiness. It's the secret to a quality life of abundance here on earth. And you are entitled to it. Abundance is your birthright. So visualize beauty in your life. Visualize how does beauty looks like to you. This is your life. You are the main character. You don't need anyone's permission to live the life that you desire. Remember to be kind and gentle with yourself. I want to leave you with an affirmation that you can repeat throughout the day. Place your hand over your heart and take a deep breath. And breathe. And repeat this affirmation after me. I visualize myself in the most beautiful, divine way. I visualize myself in the most beautiful, divine way. I visualize myself in the most beautiful, divine way. Take a moment to breathe and relax and repeat the affirmation as many times as you like. Thank you for listening to this episode. If it resonated with you today, leave us a beautiful review on the Apple Podcasts. Also, come over to our Instagram at Habits of a Goddess to connect with our community and comment under our most recent posts of your thoughts of the episode. I love interacting with you, goddesses, and I appreciate your love and support. Don't forget to share the podcast and tag us at Habits of a Goddess, and have a beautiful day. Hello, goddesses. I want to take the time to say thank you for listening to this podcast. I am so inspired by the beautiful women who listen to this podcast every day. Thank you for sharing the podcast with other fellow goddesses too. If you would love to continue supporting this podcast, Habits of a Goddess offer beautiful crystal candles to help enhance your daily meditation guides. Our crystal candles have unique, luxurious fragrance scents that will leave your sacred space filled with high energy. Each candle was designed with crystals and affirmations to go along with our podcast. You can shop these beautiful crystal candles at www.habitsofagoddess.com today. We also have another way that you can support the podcast. If you take a moment and look in the description box, you can see that we have monthly subscription supporters. You can support anywhere between 99 cents a month to $9.99 a month. This will help sustain the podcast for future episodes. I appreciate your support and I look forward to continue building an amazing tribe of goddesses. Thank you and have a beautiful day.